Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February the 26th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported the retirement of Mervyn McLean, master of the Blackwood Screw Dock in Bridgetown Harbour. This report gives us a rare insight into McLean's career and into the operations of the screw dock, which now forms an important part of our maritime heritage. Born in 1872, McLean told the Advocate that he began his career as an apprentice to John Blackwood in 1883, helping to repair vessels at the lower end of the pierhead. On seeing the demand for docking facilities, Blackwood bought land from the government to build a dry dock. Mervyn McLean was one of the first workers at the new facility when it opened in March of 1889. At age 27, McLean was promoted to general foreman at the screw dock, and he continued in that position after the dock was sold to the Central Foundry Limited. He was the foreman during the First and Second World Wars, when many British naval vessels checked in for repairs at the dock, and the dock was also called on to service the many wooden inter-island schooners of those days. In his 60-year tenure, McLean experienced just one serious mishap. That was with the schooner the Eastern Star, captained by George Graham. As he recalled, one of the main screws gave way and the schooner fell and smashed on the dock. Though McLean's retirement was reported on this day in 1950, his official retirement date was a few days later, on March 1st, 1950, when he reached the ripe old age of 78. He was given a silver dish with his name engraved, as well as a good pension. Numerous schooner captains sent their congratulatory cards on his retirement, in tribute to Barbados's longest-serving dockmaster.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.